as we come into practice this morning, taking really good care of body, letting there be ease in the body, softness, whether you're sitting, you're standing, you're lying down. Letting the breath help us, some nice full breaths. With the out breath, cultivating that ease, that softness, that release of letting go. Letting go of unnecessary tension, striving. Letting the breath settle and just be as it is. And giving yourself some soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere. Or really diligently sitting in a strong, supportive way. Whatever feels like what you need right now. And of course you can blend the two, sitting strong and supportive, and yet that tender touch. Letting these physical gestures remind us to open into a friendliness that we may call ourselves and others friend. And so find our way. And you might care to leave your hand in that soothing touch spot, placing it back in your lap, or you might care to leave your hand in that spot throughout the practice, whatever you need. And again, feeling very grounded, really feeling the touch points, that connection with the earth from which we all spring. Letting these touch points and the loyalty of the breath support us throughout. Best friends, earth and air, offered unconditionally to everyone. And as we engage in loving kindness practice, let's begin by holding in mind a being that makes us smile. And we may even engage a wee bit of a smile at the lips and the eyes as we hold in mind this one. Let it be an uncomplicated relationship, such as with a little one, or grandparent perhaps, a friend, a pet. And just noticing the blessings of this being. And how the heart opens naturally with that friendliness. Letting go of all critiques about it, about perhaps it not being enough. Let it be what it is, a spot of friendliness in our lives. And then offering loving kindness phrases, whether your own or the ones that I'll put out now, taking our time with them. May the one that makes me smile, this dear one, may they be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for themselves. May they be safe. Safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe. May they be healthy, healthy and strong in body. Healthy. May they be happy, peaceful, happy, and free in heart and mind. And may they live with ease, joyfully care for themselves with grace and ease. So practicing in the silence with these phrases or ones of your choosing. And as attention wanders, connecting with body and breath, and your intentions for practice and the phrases. Though it may not always be possible that our good wishes for this one be granted, we still wish for them nonetheless as a way to incline our hearts and minds in the direction of goodwill, friendliness. And taking a few more moments to wrap up your phrases and notice how it makes you feel, how you're sitting with it. Honoring and respecting whatever your experiences are, whether they be of happiness and friendliness, or irritation, or boredom, frustration. Respecting it all as the unfolding of the heart, knowing that whatever our experiences are, we are inclining the heart mind in the direction of friendliness, of goodwill. And so we're sowing healthy seeds, even if we don't feel them in the way we'd like right now. And so, perhaps with that in mind and whatever measure of goodwill you're experiencing, slipping yourself in alongside this dear one, the smiley one, visualizing or just sensing into the two of you together, face to face, hand in hand, one in the other's lap. You don't have to visualize, you can just sense into the good company of this dear one. And then let's offer the phrases of loving kindness to include ourselves along with the dear one. May we both be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we both be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm, continuing to stay nicely grounded, connected to earth and air. May we be healthy, healthy and strong in our bodies. May we be happy, peaceful, happy, free in our hearts and minds, happy. And may we live with ease. May we joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. And so in the silence, practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing. Engaging, soothing, supportive touch. And over the next few moments, pausing with the phrases, collecting yourself and noticing the effects. And if you're able, practicing with the phrases just for yourself. And if not, carrying on with the dear one together. Supportive, soothing touch. If it helps to imagine yourself as a wee one, or that the phrases are being offered to you by a compassionate friend, someone you trust, then by all means. And take a few moments to wrap up the phrases and notice how they're sitting with you, letting your experience be as it is. It's all the workings of the heart. And then let's expand these phrases outwards, taking this community in mind, those who are here and those who are not here today. It may help you to take a little peek at the screen and see the different images, the names when they're people are off screen, that's fine. Just take them in and be reminded of this community. Individuals, the group as a whole. Aware of your appreciation for individuals, the group as a whole, the gatherings. And then going back inward again and offering the phrases for the community as a stand-in outwards to all humans and perhaps to all beings. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. Notice how you do truly wish that for all these dear ones here. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. And may we all live with ease. Or phrases of your choosing in the silence. And then take a moment to wrap up the phrases and pause. And notice how you're doing. Hafiz wrote, "Even after all this time, the sun never says to the earth, 'You owe me.' Look what happens with a love like that. It lights the whole sky."